Yeah, Darren, they say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
What's up and all? Welcome to episode 260 of the Stall It podcast. It's just me today. Imagine listening to a podcast with just me. I tell you, I'd be down.
Dream town.
Big time.
And thanks for bringing your poetry in.
My poetry?
Yeah, look, you brought your books in. You're going to do 45 minutes of your...
Oh, yeah, no, I brought in all my books there. That I've done. I watched some films over the week, so we're just going to talk about that and all the books I read. Roy. See you later. Good luck. I'm joined here with Terry Flower.
Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure to have you, as always. He's just knocking around over there at the coffee machine, just staring at it for a while.
Just flouting around the building.
Yeah, buzz in, man. Flout over here.
Should we come in? We woke him up. Yeah, he was asleep here, so just keep sitting there.
I just walked off him at the coffee machine. I was like, Teddy, you have to press the button. He's like, what? Then he pressed it, got himself a coffee, and here we are.
Bro,
what you mean? We have one at home and you're just thinking the thing starts pouring. That's what I'd be spending my money on, yeah? It's like AI or something. You're just thinking the thing starts pouring out milk and all.
Chill out.
Chill out.
Oh, flesh.
Are they new runners, are they?
No.
Runners always look new. Do you be washing them and all in the washing machine?
Yeah.
In pillowcases?
Yeah. Now, they haven't had to be washed yet.
Do you always be at that?
Yeah, well, most runners, yeah.
If Wait, you got you a know? Bit of food on your top, would you go home and get changed?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Oh, it'd send me over the edge.
Would it?
Yeah, would not you? You're
very clean, you are.
Yeah, I'm a clean young
I'd be a filthy bastard now.
Yeah. No, you can't be laying on my sauce on your
top. I started wearing my socks like this now, because I've seen you doing it.
What's that?
And a load of other upbros. Just wearing long socks instead of ankle socks.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I like long socks.
I don't mind.
Every now and then, though. Depends on what I'm wearing. I wouldn't be wearing it with that outfit, now.
Why?
Why is he taking offense?
What would you wear them with?
Why did you look at me all day?
What do you wear them with?
I'd wear black stockings with that outfit. Black long socks.
Black long socks?
Yeah.
Why?
Just
that's weird, man. You can't wear black fucking socks.
You can't wear
white
black
runners.
Black white. Why?
Who's stopping me?
No one has said it to me yet.
I'm like this week, and you're the first person to pull me up over.
That's just usually the rule.
Well, in my world, the rule is I'll do what I want.
That's funny talking about.
Jeez, if we're at a session and some gaffy jump, like if he didn't tell me and I said that.
There's definitely a
Yeah, well, in my world, that I'm wearing socks like that, and you'll do nothing.
Ashtray over the top of the head.
An ashtray. One of the real old ones.
Yeah.
They're like,
put a pool ball in one of the socks. Start swinging around your head. No one else does that now.
Yeah, nah, man, you're getting kind of. Hey, what the fuck are you doing in the mail?
Ah, look.
What the
fucking hell?
Getting smart with me over a pair of long socks, little dope. See now, watch. Everyone's like, Terry, stop, man. He's fucking had enough.
Oh, Dad, remember you got robbed, man. That, I swear, I ring Dad in every probably 4 months getting to tell me the tell story about story, when he got robbed.
Yeah.
That is the best story
with the role.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Listen to episode one or two.
It's been on a few of them, yeah.
Oh, I was at the very start, that was.
Yeah. I've robbed loads of times when I was younger.
No, but that one, I don't care how many times you're robbed, that one there is.
Someone punched me when I walked by a bus stop before.
For what?
Nothing.
Just give it a box?
Give me a thump.
For what?
Nothing.
You did something.
I didn't. I walked by them. I was going to shop. Nothing. Bang.
And were they on their own?
Two young fellas.
Two lads?
At the 7 D&A bus stop in Finglas Village.
And you were walking past, right?
Walking past.
And did they think you were someone else that owed them money or something? No.
No.
You're just walking past.
Walking boy.
And your man gives you the thump?
Side the head.
Oh, what did you do? What did you do?
For nothing.
Did you panic?
But, what the fuck? Oh, why did you do that? Ah! And then I ran.
Really, yeah?
Oh, I should have just started swinging digs years ago. I don't know why I didn't. Big fella, like.
Yeah, but it's not in some people.
Yeah, like yourself, wouldn't be in you.
Nah, it wouldn't be me. I'd get out of there as well.
Right, let's get into it.
Ah, stop. Are we in, Ed?
We're in.
Ed, how are you?
Like Flynn, yeah, forget you, Darren.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, you know.
So you're the main producer for the boys.
This is your podcast now, take the floor.
Yeah, I'll run amok here. How are you feeling now that you're with the boys, Ed?
Terry, thanks for coming in.
No, thanks for having me.
How do you feel about, I've lost a bit of weight since I've taken over. I know it doesn't look like it, but...
For stress reasons?
Yeah, though. I think so, yeah. Anxiety pounds. 4 pounds I'm down since I took over. Is that mad?
To be exact?
Yeah.
4 pounds
You're the Ozempic of podcasts.
Don't go on the Ozempic. Just be the producer, a staller. You'd be fucking...
You're £6 a week.
Do you ever look mad outside of work?
I've never seen him outside of work.
Oh, I see him all the time.
Do you call this work?
No.
For him it is, isn't it?
For Ed it's work.
Oh, for us working. It's a little.
But when you see
a trip to the aquatic centre. What?
But when you see Ed outside, he doesn't say hello to you or not.
He puts his head down.
Yeah, he give you a little nod.
Because of our accent.
I think so.
That's all it is.
Can't be seen to be consorting, but I have the headphones in. And there's nothing on the headphones, by the way. Yeah.
If you look closely.
Absolute silence.
Yeah.
He has wired headphones. They're not plugged in. Hanging off his pocket.
Loaded into me.
The little jack is hanging out of his pocket.
Yeah.
Pointing at the ears. Sorry, Terry. Just listening to silence. Good luck.
It's like when you see a teacher outside of work. That's how I feel when I see Ed or that.
Well, I always said on this podcast about Owen that I could never picture him doing anything.
Anything. And we always say we never seen him in shorts.
Yeah, never. I've seen
never seen Owen's legs.
Always.
Yeah.
Were you not just in shorts a minute ago?
I just like to wear trousers when I'm recording.
Was he not wearing shorts a minute ago?
It's a distraction. If I put the shorts on,
we were on the
people
balcony
off their stroke.
15 minutes ago, you were wearing shorts, no?
Yeah.
He apologised the other week for wearing shorts.
Well, I wasn't even wearing a top.
Oh, no, yeah, but the
just the shorts.
Get past that, but the shorts. Yeah. Couldn't, I was like, why is he wearing shorts?
Ah, it's just for your own good.
No, but you can confirm there that 15 minutes ago you were wearing shorts, yeah?
If I was to say I wasn't, what does it say about your wish fulfillment?
You weren't, were you?
No.
Someone out there was wearing shorts and I'm after getting confused there.
Terry?
Probably.
No. They look like your legs, if I could imagine what your legs look like in shorts. You'd have legs like me, and now I just have like little dots.
You commented on them last week that I have good country legs.
They had the nice calves.
Yeah.
Want to see them calves?
Anyway, boys, how's all? They're good calves, yeah. Moving on.
All good, Ed. All good. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Thanks for coming in.
Joe's in Tenerife.
Some life, that fella.
Tell you one thing. I wish my life was like his. I wish I had his life.
You could if you wanted.
Have to have 2 kids then.
Yeah, fair.
And loads of money.
When is the Mrs. Jill?
December the 5th.
Get off, man. How are you feeling?
Buzzing, man.
Are you nervous at all?
I am nervous, yeah, because it's like just fucking different ball game altogether. You know best.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. But you know what people always said to me? I can't imagine you were a baby. I can't imagine you were a baby either now.
No. I can't imagine you were a baby either.
I have a baby.
No, but I can't imagine about one.
Yeah, December, darling.
Yeah, for Christmas.
Little boy?
Yeah.
Get up.
Buzzing. Amy wanted a boy as well. Well, she said we both were happy with whatever, like, can't be picky, you know, and under her circumstances. But yeah, she was like, oh, I want the girl, I want the boy. So she's just happy, you know.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, I don't think you give a bollocks to Klaus or the gets anyways.
Not at all. It's all the one.
It's fucking 50-50 anyways.
I'm on Man United.
Yeah, one of them.
And you know, he's going up the home farm, he is. Going to play with Troy Parrott in the 2042 World Cup, if that's even on that year. Don't know, be somewhere around there anyway. Playing up front, my own friend. Playing darts and everything. We'll have him in every sport on the fucking think of. Bowling and all. Put him into everything. Dip his head into all of them. See what sticks. Probably just end up in the scouts. I was in the scouts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
I can imagine you. I tried the scouts. Don't laugh. Why are you laughing at me?
Just laughing because you tried the scouts.
No, I didn't try. I went down with, I had a couple of friends who was like in the scouts, like the choir lads. Like, they were like, come down with us one of the nights and whatever.
I was wondering, one of the nights, like, it's a fucking pub.
Yeah, I was like,
one of the nights. Are you sure it was the scouts? These two lads in the Phoenix Park. Yeah, we're doing the scouts.
Come down with us one of the nights. You teach you how to kill a bear.
How long were you in the scouts? Well,
a couple of weeks, a few weeks. The only reason I wanted to fucking do it is because they gave you a penknife.
Right.
And you could bring it home, couldn't you?
Could you? Yeah. I don't know.
I think you had to leave it there. Sure. I think you have to, like, they give you the penknife and you so many months in, and then, like, you have to leave the penknife there before you go home, so it's not a real point, is that? If I jumped on one now and you hold the handlebars and you just go inside, inside like that, you don't know what to be doing with it.
Listen to me. You're up and driving now.
You're only a new driver, aren't you?
I'm a new driver. I'm on the road now. Couple of weeks, months?
Months, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of months now, and you're starting.
Nearly there.
How are you getting on?
Should I mention who the instructor is?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, go on.
So the instructor that's teaching me how to drive is your partner, Jordan's dad.
Yeah, who taught me how to drive.
Who taught you how to drive, and he's teaching all the boys how to drive.
Yeah.
All the boys are learning how to drive through Gabby.
And how are you finding it?
Unreal. You get more confident, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the first one, he'd collect me from the gaff. He's like, jump in there and drive it.
Yeah.
I was like, bring me somewhere quiet, will you? Brought us to a quieter area, and he was like, right. And then the next fucking time I was flying around.
Yeah.
Breaking red lights, money lesson.
Have you got an automatic on him, on you?
Automatic. I'm driving in his car, though.
Oh, yeah?
In the learner.
Well, you have your own automatic.
Yesterday, I think. Huh?
You have your own automatic.
I have a car, yeah. I only got serviced the other fucking yesterday. Aiden pricey.
Can't I know? Much of a...
$499.
$4.99. $5.50 I paid, my man. But I bought my car 15 months ago and just left it sitting there for 15 months.
Yeah. What year is that?
132.
Oh, lots of problems with them 132s. Oh, loads of problems with them. What make is it?
It was a bad vintage.
Golf. Oh, I tell you, I wouldn't be getting no Golf.
It was a bad crop. Oh,
they're not reliable, they aren't.
$5.50 for a service, but...
Yeah, mine's $4.99.
Heavy, that,
isn't
it?
Still under warranty. There was no AC in the car. The car's a 22, like. There was no AC in the car during the heat wave. So it was just blowing in hot air. We were fucking sweating, like. So we brought it down. It was due to service, and I got all the bits done, like, under what it was due, like. And I can just mention the AC, and he said, because it was under warranty, it just needs some sort of new gas or something. I don't know.
It's
like gas or something that makes it AC.
Look.
Starts the AC up. But it's going well.
Yeah, enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's grand, isn't it?
It's actually fucking...
It's the first two or three times that my nerves are gone.
I was on the main road on the first lesson. Yeah. On a roundabout, and I was like, why am I here? Why are you getting me to do this? Like,
yeah. I remember thinking the same thing. You think they're just going to drive around and start telling you the buttons and all?
No.
I'm still in the car looking at all the buttons, Carl. I wonder what that
was.
Sure,
when I'm coming off a roundabout, I keep indicating the wrong way and all. Still. He's like, left, left, and I'm going right. I'm like, how's it not right if I'm going to the right? Like, I'm going to the right this way. And he's like, yeah, but you're taking the fucking second exit. So take, put the indicator left.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, no, it's right. Shut your mouth.
Did you say that?
No.
No.
So he'd be talking to me like, and I can't hear him.
You can't focus.
I can't focus.
Yeah,
he'd
yeah.
be telling
yeah.
me stuff. I can hear bits yeah. of it, and then I'm like, no way, yeah, that's mad. He's probably going to listen to this now. Because I'm not even finished the fucking lesson.
No way, that's mad. Having a clue what he said.
No, he'd be like, he'd be fucking coming up to a bleeding roundabout or something, and all he hears, yeah, fuck it. What? Yeah, no, sound, yeah. And I was just, do you know what I mean? Like fucking Lee Evans.
Oh, please. That's a cracker. I feel like you're like that in general. Sometimes I'm talking to you and I go, he's not listening to me.
What?
I sure sometimes you
have selective hearing.
Yeah.
Selective hearing, it's called.
Yeah.
What would you call it? I wouldn't even say on the podcast, would you? What do you call it? Say to me every time you see me?
You're a lovely fella.
You wouldn't mention on the podcast, no?
No.
Yeah, you slag me on your own podcast, though, wouldn't you? With the other fella, Calvin.
Bullying you?
There he is there. Anyways.
Jesus, Terry's eyes whipped around pretty quick there.
I was like, why is he here?
Is my energy too much for you?
No. You have great energy. I like energy. You're just a bit mad. And that's all right. Do you get me? So, Ed, you're at that.
Here
making
we go.
A show of him.
What I have done, lads, to put the theory to the test, quite literally, I've printed up 10 questions each from the driver theory.
Yeah.
Sample questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do...
It can't be the one
if
with
you
pictures.
Can't guess already, is I'm going to ask you 10 questions, Darren, from the theory test. I'm going to ask Terry 10 questions, randomly chosen, by the way. And whoever scores the most...
Wins
the road.
And you walk away with this brand new car.
You buy a brand... You get every road in Ireland dedicated to you.
Right.
Would love that.
Right, Darren, you're up first.
Don't act the bollocks.
I won't.
Sample theory questions for the driving test.
So it can't be like, obviously, picture stuff. Like you can't.
No, well, no, no.
Yeah, okay.
Question one. Darren, what do you check before starting the engine?
Your mirrors.
That's one element.
No, that's helping. No helping.
What do you mean, what do you check?
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Both mirrors, the fucking mirror in the car, and then your blind spot.
I cannot give that to you.
Right, tell us at the end there. Tell us. Have you got a pen there to score it?
Oh, you're probably close enough to that, though.
I'm not accepting that.
Do you know it?
No.
Question two. When should you use the car's horn?
Is this for me as well?
Yeah.
They're all for you, yeah. For the first time.
When there's some granny in front of you when you're messing. When should you use the car?
When you see your pals on the road.
When you see our mates, you're like, Yerp. Go on, Yerp. When should he use a car horn? If there's an obstruction or something.
Oh, I can't give it to you.
The fuck? Well, no, Ed, don't tell us. Don't.
Let's give it another go. Let's have another guess.
Don't tell us.
Take another run at it, yeah. Think of it like logically. When would you use your car?
Now, if you get to now, just
when
start.
You use your horn.
Yeah.
If someone is reversing or something, they don't see it.
Question three. What does a broken white line crossing the left-hand lane mean?
You can't overtake.
Don't say that, Ned. Just mark it.
Okay.
It's right, though.
How should you position yourself for turning right on a one-way street?
How should you position yourself?
Yeah.
Comfortable. No, I'm only joking.
Don't mark it.
Don't mark that. I'm only messing.
Wait, mark it.
Mark.
No second chances.
No, come on. I was only joking.
Okay, well, how would you position yourself for turning right on a one-way street?
It's so confusing, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the right-hand side.
I'm going to give it that to you.
Nice.
I'm going to give it to you.
Ed, stop telling us when you're giving them.
Yeah, just tell us at the end that you only got
Who cannot use a motorway? Apart from the two you use, but...
Learner drivers.
Yeah. Okay, say nothing. Six, how far back is a safe distance to drive behind another vehicle?
Oh, always, these ones just caught me out the whole time.
Did you fail it at all?
Once.
And what, went and did it straight away?
And I got fucking one wrong.
Same, yeah.
Ask me that one again.
How far back is a safe distance to drive behind another vehicle? The answer is in seconds.
Oh, yeah. It's like 15 seconds, is it? Okay. That's, I think that's a lot. That's a lot, isn't it?
15.
You'd be fucking nearly home by then. That's a lot. Can I change it?
No.
That's a lot.
It was postal error. You go from D7 to D9. Yeah.
15 seconds just there like that.
Yeah.
Is he moved? Yeah.
I'll give you one more run at it. Come on.
5.
Okay. What does the island in the middle of a pedestrian crossing mean?
An island?
Yeah. What does it signify? An island in the middle of a pedestrian crossing.
An island in the middle of a pedestrian crossing. Never heard of it.
You know, when you walk halfway and there's a little kind of stopping point and then you go for the rest.
Jesus, no, I wouldn't know that.
Okay.
It means that there's a break in the zebra crossing and then you have to stop for cars to pass through and then you can go again.
Okay.
That's right. Imagine that was right. And that was the exact answer.
The exact warden of it.
Okay. When can you cross a continuous white line?
When can you cross a continuous white line?
Yeah.
When it's safe to do so. That seems like a great answer.
That's for everything though, isn't it? You know, like, but you have to be a little bit more.
When there's no cars in your way. I don't even think
that's your answer. Okay.
I don't even think it's supposed to cross the white lines, eh? If they're separated. Is there a chance that they could take me fucking license on because of this episode?
No.
What does it? I was worried about coming in. I was like, we're going to get them all wrong and people are going to be like, they shouldn't be on the road. Do you get me?
Is that possible?
No. No. This isn't an official.
Yeah, because we all got to get up before this.
About content.
Who's to say you're not getting them wrong for comedy's sake?
It's clickbait.
Yeah. There we go.
Or they could be all right, Ed.
Yeah. What does a broken yellow line mean?
Why have I got all these broken lines? Broken yellow line means that it needs to be fucking painted white.
And finally, Darren, your final question. If dazzled by the lights of an oncoming vehicle, or vehicle as they say down.
Yeah.
What should you do?
If dazzled?
If you're dazzled.
Ah!
So bright.
You flick your lights to warn.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
Yeah, Darren. They say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you.
Do you want to do your question?
Yeah, we'll do them win. I think you got 1 out of 10.
I think I got 3.
Okay, Terry, here we go.
Not bad.
We'll wrap
it up. Is it not, no?
3 out of 10 is not bad. If it was
Terry
40,
Flower. At traffic lights, what does a flashing amber light mean?
That is a load of bollocks, that is.
What?
That's too easy.
Mm. What, did you know that one?
Yeah.
Start me and continue if it's safe to do so.
We've had this before. Anyway.
No?
Well, definitely not.
Yeah, it is.
If it's amber.
What is the basic rule?
Stop at the light. Like,
What is the basic rule of a yellow box junction?
Don't sit there. Don't.
Leave it.
Stay away from
leave
that.
Yeah.
Don't be going away.
Don't park at the yellow box.
You can't give him that.
Don't park in the yellow box.
Why wouldn't you?
Because there's like cars need to come out and all. You need to make space.
Yeah, that's right.
Who has priority at a road junction, crossroad or a roundabout? Who has a priority?
I know that one.
What? Say the words.
Who has a priority at a road junction, crossroad or a roundabout? Who'd you give priority to?
At a crossroad?
Yeah.
Or a roundabout.
Road junction or a roundabout.
Think about it.
Who has priority at a crossroad, road junction or a roundabout?
Yeah.
The roundabout.
No. on each of those road situations, there's one
car that has the
priority.
Priority. What car is it? What are you doing, Ed?
I'm not saying. I didn't say.
You're moving your hand.
I made my face, but
there's one car that has priority.
Yeah.
At all of them? An ambulance?
A Garda car? No, it's not.
It's not? Like, it's not, not...
I don't know.
Position-like.
In which situation would you use dipped headlights? Situations, I should say.
It's weird because you kind of remember them from the 30 test, don't you?
No.
Do you not?
No, I don't remember any of this.
When you, and what's
it, if there's oncoming traffic?
Yes, that's one of them.
And what, there's more?
There's one, two, three, four, five.
And you have to name them all?
Well, let me name three.
I'll give you three, yeah.
Oncoming traffic?
Yeah.
Dipped headlights?
Think about it, if you're on the road.
Traffic in front, yeah, as well.
That's the same thing.
No, that's not oncoming traffic.
No, he's right.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. You won't get the next one then.
Do you know another one?
Yeah.
Not your spill
for like, when would you, will I give him a clue, like, as regards?
I'll give it to, I'll just give you the answer because I don't think you're even have to get one of them right so far. The weather.
What kind of weather?
Like, if it's snow, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have that one.
I'm going to give Terry that.
That's a good shout, that. That's a good shout. Oh, yeah. How would you get none right? And now you hear an answer.
Okay. Like, here we go. Number five. Where should you not park ever?
Ever?
Someone's front garden.
Where should you not park ever?
There's quite a few answers here. Again, I'll take two or three.
He'll take three.
In an ambulance spot in a hospital.
That's not really...
That's a parking spot. Ambulances have spots.
Yeah, but that's not going to be...
You can't park there. No, but surely you have to give me a point for that, no way.
Or, I mean, yeah, you don't have to be so specific with ambulances, but...
An emergency service.
Emergency service, yeah,
I'll take that, yeah.
Taxi rank?
Yeah.
That's load up. That's and a bus stop. Sense. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's not three answers. Yeah, like, yeah, okay. But there's a much more, I suppose, how will we say, important one that is more significant and definitely should not happen.
Where you shouldn't park?
Yeah, it's dangerous.
On the hard
dangerous shoulder. If you parked here.
On the
roundabout.
On the motorway. On the hard shoulder.
On the hard shoulder, yeah. But it's, we can't even stop there. But like, I want to tell you, but if you were driving around and you encountered a parked car and you're like, ugh, where would that parked car be?
At a corner.
Are you answering his questions? Or?
Yeah, but he's not getting that one. I got that one. Okay. You might as well just give me a new point for that.
Six. What is the maximum motorway speed limit? On a motorway, what is the maximum speed limit?
Maximum?
Yeah.
Maximum?
Yeah.
On a motorway, 120.
Okay, correct.
Correct. I thought that was higher than that.
Oh, did you?
I thought it was like 200. I've been just going 200.
Where should you not overtake?
Where should you not overtake?
Yeah.
Where should you not?
Mm. I know.
Or in what situation, or what you mean?
Where physically should you not overtake?
If
you think about it logically now.
On a roundabout.
Well.
Isn't that it?
Huh?
Is it that?
No.
You
were so pleased with himself.
I know. Yeah, he went down with a big smile.
Teacher, is this one? No.
Where shouldn't you overtake?
Yeah.
Like, do you mean like with lines on the road now?
Well, yeah, that's one of them. Yeah.
Continuous.
Yeah. Yeah.
White line.
Yeah. If you give me two more.
Two more? What the fuck is this all about? So you usually have to answer one out of four in the 30 test.
A hard enough question, and the next one's even worse. are you moving on?
Yeah, move on, skip.
What is the minimum tyre thread depth?
Minimum tyre thread, I don't believe now. 8 millimetres or something.
Okay.
5.
No. Starting with green, what is the sequence of traffic lights?
Starting with green, what's the sequence?
Yeah. In what order do they flash?
One.
Green, red, orange.
Jesus.
Okay. No parking. Oh, sorry, here we go.
It is.
What does a single yellow line
red,
mean?
Red, orange, green, back to red.
Go on.
What does a single yellow line mean?
Oh, green, orange, red. Sorry. Go on. What's what?
What?
Are you smoking?
What does a single yellow line mean?
A single yellow line means... Do you know that, be honest?
It's the one I said to you there and that text, isn't it?
It's something to do with parking.
Go on if you know.
No.
All right. I'll give you the answers. Darren's answers. Right. Here we go.
Right, here we go.
What? The engine check. Check the handbrake is on. The gears are in neutral. The doors are closed properly. Your seat and steering wheel are set correctly. Your mirrors are set correctly. And you and your passenger have your safety belts on. You got one of those.
That's not even on the 30
That's
test.
A foul, yeah.
When should you use your car's horn?
It's 1:05. He's like maintenance answer to 8 questions.
To warn other road users of any oncoming danger, make them aware of your presence. For safety reasons, you should not use your horn in built-up areas between 11:30 at night and 7 in the morning, except in an emergency.
You've done this wrong, Ed.
Broken white line crossing the left-hand lane mean? This is a yield line. You must give right-of-way to any traffic on the major road ahead. 4. How should you position yourself for turning right on a one-way street? You got this correct. As close and as safely to the right line as possible.
The rest was never...
What is the island in the middle of a pedestrian
crossing?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fine. The island in the middle of a pedestrian crossing mean? Each side of the island is a separate crossing.
So I got that right?
Yeah.
When islands in the stream.
When can you cross a continuous white line if there's an obstruction on the road?
What have we got so far? 2?
2, yeah.
And what
does a broken yellow line mean?
1.5, Ed. Yeah, but we'll give him 2.
We'll give him 2, yeah. Broken yellow line means it marks the edge of the road.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah.
And then finally, if dazzled by the lights of an oncoming vehicle, what should you do?
Slightly flash them, like.
That. Yeah. At the opposite of that, you should slow down and stop if necessary. I wouldn't flash them back. No, I wouldn't do that.
I would.
Terry, traffic lights.
So what did he get? 2 out of 10?
2 out of 10.
I got 3.
2. 1.5 out of 10.
Generous 3. Terry, at traffic lights, what does a flashing amber light mean? Yield right of way to pedestrians.
Yeah, so that's right, yeah.
No.
What?
What is the basic rule of a yellow box junction? Here we go. You cannot stop in the box unless you are waiting to turn right into a clear road and you're not obstructing oncoming traffic.
That's right,
but he didn't give the correct analogy for it.
Like, I don't think he did. No,
he just said don't stop in the box.
Who has priority? Who has priority at a road junction? So who's got priority at a road junction, crossroad, or roundabout? Traffic to the right.
I knew.
Oh, that didn't make sense.
I knew
to
that.
Me, Ed. You didn't work that correct.
I knew that one.
I'm gonna put that on the producer.
Here we go. So the fourth question was, in what situations should you dip your headlights when meeting oncoming traffic?
Yeah, so I was right.
Continuously lit roads when following close behind another vehicle.
Then I gave
in
the
snow
weather.
Or fog, yeah. You gave him that.
So you can't...
During the day.
It should be if you get one answer correct.
No, I'll give you that one.
You shouldn't have to get 3 or 4.
Because I got them all right then.
Number 5. Where should you not park? Near a bend. Less than 5 metres from a junction. More than 0.5 metre from the curb, opposite another vehicle on a narrow road, in an operational bus lane or cycle lane, bus stop or taxi, blocking a gate, obscuring a sign.
So he's beat me then, has he?
Yeah.
I think he has, yeah.
What, do you get 3?
No, man.
Maximum motorway speed limit, 120, got that right.
6.
Where should you not overtake? Approaching a bend, a junction, a pedestrian crossing, the brow of a hill, humpback bridge, or a continuous white line, or anywhere that your view is restricted. Minimum tire thread depth is 1.6 millimetres.
8 millimetres.
Look at the monster truck.
Big
huge
monster truck, yeah.
And then finally, the second last, starting with what is the sequence of traffic lights? Starting with green, green, amber, red.
I wasn't thinking there.
Just the fucking 1, 2, 3. Like.
Flashing amber would occur at a pedestrian crossing. Now, at number 10, what does a single yellow line mean? No parking at times specified on the nearby information.
What, do you get 4?
No.
I think you get 4, yeah, yeah.
4?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Don't argue with
40%.
I'll take 6.
What did I get, 3?
Yeah, look, the thing is, though, you did chip in on a lot of 3. Terry's ones, so between the two of you...
I know he knew all of his ones.
So between the two of you, you got 8 out of 10. If you add them up. If the two of you are in the car at the same time... If the two of you are in the car at the same time, between the two of you, you've passed the test.
Ed, you did the test arseways. I'm just going to put that out.
I'm sorry for asking the questions.
No, you did, Ed.
And giving correct answers.
It has to be a 1 out of 4.
You... Now, I only gave him 15 minutes notice. Now,
okay.
Fair play to him, to be fair.
I got it done.
Yeah, you did.
I gave him a quick call.
Don't blame the questions.
At 11:45, I said, look, I have no idea here.
Yeah.
Let's run with it.
Right, okay. I'll cut you a bit of slack yet.
Thanks, Terry. You're a good man.
Because, yeah, that was a fucking shambles.
Oh, yeah.
That was a shambles.
It was bad. It was bad, yeah.
But here we are.
Fill me with confidence. But, lads, you're not on the road yet.
Oh, I'm at the iPhone 17 Pro Max 512
gigabyte. That's how much money you have.
I want to talk to you about, real quick.
No, but
I was saying I watched a YouTube or a view on your shop. What's your shop? Where do you go for your breakfast?
Declan and Donald's.
Declan and Donald's.
Yeah. Bolton Sleep.
I see, like, do some people, do you get the fucking bread taken out of it? Some people get the bread taken out of the roll. And then
don't understand that. Why are you getting a roll with no bread in the foot?
That's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Is it to make more room for the...
Come on.
How long has he opened there?
30, 40, yeah.
Was it like a news agent's before that, no?
No, it was always what it is.
I heard him saying it was like his brother had it as a news agent.
I used to go there. I used to live around the corner in Broadstone, and I used to go to Dex in late 90s.
Yeah.
Was it the same thing? Just
no, it wasn't as developed then as it is now, but the rolls were then spectacular.
What's it, the pudding? Spicy.
Oh, that spreadable pudding.
But everywhere is copying off it.
Yeah.
There's a few places in Finglas where you can, people are like, it does the best roll.
Yeah.
And then you go, and it's like, the pudding is already mashed in a tray, and they take it out with a spoon and spread it. I'm like, that's a Deco's thing, no?
Yeah, I think so. It's the first place I ever seen doing it.
But everyone's doing that now.
Yeah. But it's unbelievable. Have you been to Deco's?
I think I was with you there once, but I never got anything. I think I got a drink or something.
What?
Had me breakfast already. I might go now.
We're going to the Deco's after this.
Are we?
Yeah.
What's your order, Terry?
Breakfast roll, bro. Or
specifics, do you like a...
No,
just
bro.
Say breakfast roll.
All in, yeah. Yeah, okay. Everything on it. Or a pasta tray.
Pasta tray?
What the hell?
Pasta, chicken, cheese, taco sauce, but a veg, maybe you want it.
If you're feeling healthy.
Yeah. Oh, there's about 10,000 calories in one dish, but that worth it.
Pasta always sounds healthy though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like footballers have
a lot of carbs,
pasta,
yeah.
And yeah, pesto, yeah. And pasta.
It's what you put on it, isn't it, what they say? All the sauces.
Yeah. That's what they say,
That's
yeah.
what they say. Fuck that.
What a boring conversation.
It's good. It's good stuff.
What's wrong with
that? That boring?
No, nothing boring about it.
It's a bit rude now, Darren, after inviting Terry onto your podcast. And can I be honest with you?
Like, No, because he's gone out of his podcast.
I find that
when Owen was producing this podcast, we were not allowed to talk about food whatsoever. It was like a no-go.
There's a new food sheriff in town, and it's open season for food.
Is it?
When I'm in the saddle.
Do you cook?
There we go.
Me? No.
No,
no,
never.
No,
really?
Yeah, I'm useless. I can do the basic stuff. I can focus steak.
I feel like you order takeaways every day of the week.
No, we don't see the missus.
I think you used to, did you?
Yeah, 5-6 days a week minimum. Minimum. But now, no, the missus does the cooking in the gaff. She likes cooking and she's quality. I'm useless. Do you know what I mean?
What's your go-to takeaway, though? Dreamtown.
Go-to takeaway?
Deco's.
Domino's.
Domino's, is it?
Yeah. Domino's?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, what's wrong with that, bro? Not mad on it?
It just feels a little... bit of a letdown, that. I thought you'd have a specific Chinese or an Indian or...
Yeah. That Indian on Manor Street.
Oh.
Have you been to it?
It's good, yeah.
Oh. Do you like Indian food?
No, not at all.
Have you ever tried it?
Yeah. Chicken korma. Didn't like it.
Korma is rotten.
I wouldn't even count it as an Indian food. Just have a yogurt.
Yeah.
Put chicken in it.
What do you get of an Indian food? Like, what's the nicest dish you can get?
I'm a vindaloo man.
Vindaloo?
Oh, yeah.
What's that taste like?
It tastes like...
That blow the jocks off you that way.
If hell itself...
Very spicy.
Yeah.
Is it extremely spicy?
I think there's maybe one above that in some...
How many Scovilles is it?
There's three. You get three chilies beside it on a menu. Three.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Whereas korma is like -4.
It's heavy, bro. It's heavy.
Yeah, yeah. You have to wear a hazmat suit and everything.
You have to wear blue gloves, hospital gloves.
Oh, the rest of it, yeah. Make your eyebrows sweat.
You see the fucking... I was in Bleeding Blanche yesterday and they want to see the queue at Bleeding 10 o'clock for that Popeyes chicken.
There's a new one as well, isn't there, over here? There's a new Dave's Hot Chicken.
Dave's Hot Chicken. I was actually supposed to go to that opening of that, but...
You got the invite, did you?
Couldn't go.
It's meant to be top of the ranch.
To try it, though. But the Popeyes chicken, the fucking queuing up at 10 o'clock. Stop rubbing that, will you?
Sorry, boy.
You're handling that like you're at a teenage disco.
He was literally flicking it like a nipple.
Go easy, Terry. Go
Sorry, bro. I don't know
Please
where to
take it out for dinner
have.
First, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least take it out for a drink.
What's the chicken like?
Oh, look at that rub in the mouth.
Awesome. Yeah, I asked us another question on here.
I'm going to rub mine now. Look at that.
Oh, bro, the pudding, man. Incredible pudding, man.
After look back at the video, see if he's jerking off the mic talking about Deck.
And then just, even if he lose the quality of zooming in on him, run with that like a nipple, just do it anyway.
Yeah.
Goes gone for years, bro, since the 90s, yeah.
Go on, yeah. Yeah, spreadable pudding, yeah.
Jesus. Oh, the pasta. Oh,
yeah, the pasta. Like, man, 10,000 calories.
They do a pasta with sauce, I bet.
Show us your hands, Terry. Show us your hands.
Oh, please. Fucking hell.
But Domino's, I would have. That's a bit of a letdown, I have to say.
Yeah.
That's just a go-to with.
High one.
You know when you're not in the humor of thinking? High one sensation.
Isn't it?
Oh.
For an outsider to say high one is sensational.
That's Finglas, is it?
That's a good show. Like, not many people say from the outside that it's the best, but it is, isn't it?
I think when a spot is popular, though, people are always trying to be
oh,
like
no,
that.
It's not.
Not into that.
Do you think it's unreal?
Unreal. The Frega as well.
Never had that.
What do you get, Darren?
High one.
Yeah, no, but what is it?
Salt and chilli chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Special fried rice.
Nice.
Chips. Mm-hmm. Curry sauce. And if you're feeling adventurous, maybe like a salt and chilli rib or something. That's me, yeah. Shite in the bucket.
Nice. I won.
Oh, please. People like that, they look like they're taking screenshots. Don't they? The lag.
So I'm starving now.
I'm loving all this. This is a new style to me, I tell you. As soon as Joe mentioned a spice bag truck on, fuck the computer.
Where is the truck?
Gone. In a.
Did he sell it? Or
I
is
don't
it,
I think it's
just, in storage,
it's
is it?
It's in storage, yeah.
Is he still fighting with your man?
The 2K fella? The nasty fella?
Yeah. No, the boys, they had a bit of beef over the trucks, didn't they?
Oh, they were hugging and all there last time, I seen them. I don't know what happened there.
Did he sell the truck?
No. He tried to sell it, I think.
And what? No one will buy it?
No one will buy it. Things in bits. Burnt out. Someone burnt that at the live show.
That's right.
Well, no, it's fine. I think it's grand. It's just
what do you mean?
There was a load of young lads at the live show. Fucking stall have set a light to it.
Yeah.
That's not real.
They stormed.
Didn't go up in flames.
They stormed
the
truck.
They controlled it. Like,
and set fire to it, yeah.
Fuck off.
Up near Vicar Street, yeah.
We do be like, live shows are mental. Your live shows that burning out trucks outside. Did they actually, eh?
People, I thought you were on the wall. People at air live shows get taken out of the building.
I've been at your live shows. The people are definitely out of hand.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Worse than yours, like.
Yeah, but they're all mad, but they have like Yu-Gi-Oh tops on and all. Do you get me? But they're mental.
They're all mad, but they have Yu-Gi-Oh tops on.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect it from them. Do you get me? And then he's going outside and boring the truck and going back in. Yeah. I can't believe that. I didn't know. I never even heard about that.
Did you know?
No.
Thought you knew about that one.
No, boring the truck.
And Joe was banging on about the spice bag truck the whole time on the podcast. And then he was like, I have to try it. And I'm like, I must try it. He's like, Joe, I'll bring it to the live show. And then after the live show, he brings in one fucking bag, a spice bag, and gave us all one chip out of it.
Yeah,
but would you
one chip?
Would you expect that less? I'll be honest with you.
One chip.
He's
I thought he was gonna bring in a fucking box of them.
Yeah.
One chip. What do you think of that? Yeah, spicy enough. Yeah, nice taste of it. Nice one. Yeah.
Oh, he's a miserable bastard. I swear to God, he's a legend.
Oh fuck.
What's he over in Tenerife? 2 weeks, is he? A week? 2 weeks?
I don't know, a week or something.
Over with the kids? Is that what he does? That's Joe's thing, isn't it? He goes away for a week until he comes back and complains about the whole trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a legend, that fella. Every time he comes back from somewhere, that's why he pulls you on the ball and he's like, yeah, and then you have to pay for this and you have to deal with that. The kids were here. Shut the fuck up, Joe, will you? You know what I mean?
That is true.
But he's a good skin, though, isn't he?
Can't understand how I spend that much money all the time on stuff.
That you, he
you know when you just like you know when you just like spend money like I'd be buying Blade and Pokemon cards or whatever and fucking putting stuff into FC26 you know
yeah
I just say like, huh? Yeah. Fuck it, he can't understand that at all.
No, well I completely.
You get it though. You do it. You
100%. My spending is atrocious on the stupidest stuff. Do you get me? The car is a prime example.
What's wrong with you?
No, but I bought that car a year and a half ago on my way over to do the podcast and just left it there for a year and a half. Do you know what I mean?
Because if you bought it, you'd have to learn how to drive.
Yeah, I kind of just got forced in after the baby and all. I was like, look, go on the blame now. Do you get me now? But like, yeah, we're still sitting there for a year and a half. Like, imagine if that was Joe. I suppose he's doing something similar with the truck, isn't he?
Sort of, yeah. Would you just spend money like a mad thing then?
Yeah, I'm a cunt, I am, yeah.
Just you like that, Ed?
No.
No, he's not, you.
You'll be looking at the prices in the shops, or not?
100%. If I go into Penny's, I'll only...
Now, hey, I'm looking at the prices in shops.
What the
what? You're just walking
what do you
just
mean?
Things into
what do you mean you look at the prices? I just fucking hope for the best at the end, tap it.
If you have to check the prices, you can't afford it.
Yeah.
If you have to check the price, you might as well.
You shouldn't
stay
be in the shop. Get
noodles.
Out. You don't deserve this.
Should be just at home eating noodles.
Oh, yeah. Check the prices, man. Yeah. Almost got stung, Terry. In our centre, in Manistry, got stung almost for fucking deodorant.
Well, how much? How much?
Just coming in at like a £6 or something.
4.50 or
yeah, good luck. Good. Keep it. Yeah.
And what, did you put it back yet?
I put it back.
Fuck off.
Feel right.
Fucking, lift
the arms up. There you go. Get a lift. Get a whiff of that as I walked out. That's not changing for free.
Go over and get a piece of fish off your man.
Like a fucking,
and then
like an orangutan.
You see the price
with
of the fish.
With the pits out.
No, and they get the fish on the fucking ice in the bleeding fishmongers in the supermarkets. And then like you see it and it's like €14 for a fresh cod. Yeah. On the shelf there with you.
Good luck.
Stinking.
On you go.
Ah, oh, bottle of Lynx, little bottle of Lynx,
550. Yeah.
That's
there,
some whack, isn't it, bro?
That sure, is. I got that. I came in with one of them smoothies from that new Joe and Juice.
What'd you have the pen, bro?
Hey, something.
Stop.
Hey, something.
For that smoothie.
You for a smoothie, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, that's damn. Some whack.
Then they asked for a tip as well. I feel like Joe McGuckin. Getting no tip on me.
Go mask.
And do you tip the driver? Oh,
he's still
getting enough money. There's a service charge on top of that. It's a good impression, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's good.
He's a guy. I the job. Well, fuck me, man. I'd love to follow Joe around for a week. Why don't you do something like that? Actually, follow him around for a week with a camera and see what he gets up to. No one knows what Joe does. I was talking to him one day. He was like, I was in some like, what was he on about? Like where you break out of the room,
escape room.
He was in, he said, yeah, I was in an escape room the other day. I was like, why? Yeah, I played in 36 with two
he
kids.
He treats this fucking studio like an escape room. That's what he does.
But like, what?
As soon as he's in, he's trying to get out.
Yeah, I don't know what the crack is.
So funny.
I was in an escape room the other day, bro. Why? Go home.
On his own as well.
Yeah. He's mad.
On his own is weird, isn't it? As a grown man.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, he's off the rock. Oh, he's got to listen to this if he's filming, but he is strange.
Thanks very much for listening to that. I hope you enjoyed it. Terry, thanks for coming in.
Nice one for having me. See you later.
Joe's been doing this thing every week where he says, thanks for stalling. I don't like it.
I'm not happy about that either.
I don't like it anymore.
I'm not happy about that one bit.
Ed keeps telling him to say it.
So,
wait, what is he saying to it?
Thanks for stalling.
Oh, no, I'm not happy about
I'm
that.
I'm not into it.
No, I'm not that much, yeah.
Ed, I think it's grown on you. It's
will we leave it, or will I say it?
No, I think we should stop saying it now.
Oh?
Do you don't like it
while
either,
the Joe's
though?
Away, I don't mind. It's just a nice little out for me when I'm doing
it. Well, you
that.
Don't like it, don't you?
I don't mind it. I don't think about
no, that's a problem, Ed.
He's encouraging it. He's yeah. like telling
him. Do you know what it is? It just gives me a nice little out when I'm finishing the edit.
What if I change it, or you change up, and I'll give you one
okay,
now, right?
Okay, let's go.
So, when I say this, you say nothing else, Terry, yeah?
And then we'll just finish.
So, whatever you have to say, say it now.
I felt like I had got something to say. Right, come on, just do it.
See you later.
See you oh, wait.
Stop.
Oh, wait, so that is the thing. See okay. you later.
Do you have anything to say?
No.
See you later.
You're actually, that's what I want.
Jesus Christ, Terry.
Oh, sorry.
That that's the out.
Sorry.
Go on, tell me what you have to say.
That's
get it out of your system now.
See, when every time I ring Darden now, and you're trying to just hang the phone up a normal way, he just goes, see you in the world. See you later.
All right.
Sorry, go on.
Do you have anything you want to say?
No, I'm done.
See you later.
See you later.
Fucking hell. It's me. Just leave it. See you later.